Hello again, everyone. This is Amelia Rose from the podcast Everything Goes, and you are listening to my latest episode entitled Silence Kills. Hopefully you had a chance to listen to the previous episode entitled Lessons Learned Through COVID-19. But just in case you didn't, you can always find it on Spotify, Facebook, Anchor, Twitter, and several other social media platforms. Now, a lot has happened since the last episode, not to mention the uprising at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Like many of you, I am still trying to make sense of it all and asking myself what could have given rise to something like this. And the conclusion I came to was that given the political and social climate, these last 8 years, and particularly the last 4 years, a major contributing factor might have been the deafening silence of good people in the wake of numerous paralyzing acts of violence perpetrated against minorities. For most of my life, I have heard the phrase, silence is golden. But I never once questioned its validity until in my late teens. It was around that time I began to observe and experience behaviors that compelled me to be silent. Yes, to say nothing. Poet and teacher Clint Smith, in his 2014 TED Talk, classified this behavior as the residue of fear. I have since come to think of this same behavior as a terrible moral disease inflicted individuals across the lifespan. So, how can one cure oneself or rid a society of this ailment? That is a question I have been asking myself, and a religious teacher answered it this way. He said, love compels us to take a relational risk and say something because when we speak up, it shows we care. To further illustrate the danger of silence, let me retell a story I heard years ago. This story was about a minister who held a candlelight service one Christmas Eve. The scenery was described as elegant, except for a candelabrum positioned near a curtain that kept floating across it. It was said that many in attendance observed this and perceive some kind of danger, but nobody said anything about it. The pastor himself shared later that he saw what looks like a horrifying look on many faces and worried what was going on with these people in attendance, but he too said nothing. Within 15 minutes of the service starting, a gush of air from a nearby vent blew the curtain over the candelabrum and flames bellowed everywhere up the fabric and caught on to everything it could penetrate. I don't have to tell you what happened next. People were screaming, shouting, and running, followed by sirens from fire trucks all through the city. That night, One person lost his life and many others suffered minor injury. I am sure lessons were learned, but for me, this story cemented in my mind that not all brand of silence is golden. With that said, let me ask, what did you say when hundreds of migrant infant and minor children were snatched from their mother's arm and housed separately in cages for months along our southern border? And what did you say when Matthew Stephen was tortured, murdered, and stretched out along a fence in Wyoming? Do you know what his only crime was? Being gay. Then I ask, what did you say when a uniformed police officer knelt in the neck of George Floyd until his breath left his body? Or what are you saying about the knees of injustice, inequities, and other atrocities on the necks of the working poor across this nation? What did you say when the girl or boy next door to you told you that he or she was sexually molested by a family member and that this has been happening for years? What have you said about the misinformation and untruths being told to the American people by their elected officials today? And my final question to you, what will you say if you awake only to find out that your silence led to the death of your own family members? As I close, I want to share with you a poem that I came across years ago, and that poem was called First They Came. It was written by a German pastor as he recalled his experience during the Holocaust. I am hoping that this presentation will help you to contemplate your own silence over the years, and that it will make a difference in your life going forward. And here's the poem. First, they came for the communists, and I did not speak out because I was not a communist. Then they came for the socialists, and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Later, they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak out because, of course, I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews. Surely, I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Finally, they came for me, and there was no one left to speak out for me. Silence kills.